This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the beginning of the 2025 regular legislative session.
Good afternoon, senators, distinguished
History
guests,
is made as the first female Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader becomes the first female Missouri Senate President pro tem. Also, the first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly started on Wednesday with 10 new senators sworn into office. For some Missouri senators, this year may be more of a continuation of this past year.
I came up today to thank everybody that cooperated.
Well, I think we should start off by fully funding the education formula for K through 12 and making child care more affordable.
New Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbyna talked about finishing the current fiscal year budget back in May.
It was kind of a rocky road there for a while, and really everyone worked really hard on it. I'm proud of the work that they did.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he would also like to take up where lawmakers left off in 2024.
Well, number one, and we see this across the country and in the state especially, is we need to make child care more accessible and affordable for parents in the state.
As always, reaching success means different things to different senators.
So when we began the session this year, we were told, you know, nothing would get done.
Any attempt to undermine the will of the people bars the last ballot issues that we just currently went through.
Senator O'Loughlin says she went into this past year skeptically.
But I think if you concentrate on the things that you know are important and you try to find common ground with the people who are in the Senate, you can find it. And I believe we did that.
Senator Beck says the legislature was able to increase teacher salaries in 2024.
We also need to look at staying competitive with the states around us. I think we need to look at that also as far as teacher salaries go. So we've made a start. We need to make it a continuation.
There is also the matter of putting legislative victories into perspective.
Passing 340B was a big step.
The changes that we've done over in I-70 and I-44 and transportation in general in the state has been made possible by the federal government.
Senator O'Loughlin says people have started to see a legislative win become reality.
We passed legislation that allows political subdivisions to adopt property tax freezes.
Senator Beck cautions the legislature is only playing a small role in major infrastructure improvements.
Not sure what that federal funding looks like going forward. Don't know if those projects are going to be fully funded as we go. Hopefully we have the money to do that.
There are some who are asking how well the Missouri Senate can function this year.
Without our friends across the aisle, we couldn't get done the things that we get done.
You know, every 2 years, this dynamic here changes a little bit.
Senator O'Loughlin says success is all about compromise.
They can stand up for a darn long time. In general, you can sit down with them and we all kind of want to get to the same goal. It's just how do we get there?
Senator Beck says he agrees it is possible to reach a compromise on most items.
I'm hoping that we all can find some common things to work on and bipartisanly across both sides to work on to help the people of Missouri, whether it's child care or funding the formula, things like that.
Where opening day is largely ceremonial.
Further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate.
The first full week of session will start on Monday. Committee hearings could also begin yet this month. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.